Thank you so much. Me, I'm glad they invited you all. We all know this, right? If we put our hands together right here, and let's have a real party tonight. What you want, baby, I got it. What you need, you know I got it. Okay, and now I'd like to introduce you to a very dear and a very old friend of mine. We go back a very long way together. We used to sing gospel together, and he was a member of the world-famous Pilgrim Travelers. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Mr. Lou Rawls. My friend, Mr. Lou Rawls. Hi, Lou.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to be here with you this evening. It gives me great pride to introduce a friend tonight that I've known for quite a few years. Matter of fact, my first album back about years ago, recorded with him, Les McCann Trio. Ladies and gentlemen, if you please, welcome my friend who made my first album, Stormy Monday Blues, my man, Les McCann. Yeah, buddy. All right. Yeah. We want to do something special for you here. Les just recorded an album. Here's the, they call it the African-American National Anthem. I love that. But he invited me to do a song on the album with him. And the song that he's going to start off with is Lift Every Voice and Sing. And then I'm going to sing God Bless America. It's the best place to be. It's my home. It's my sweet home. I said, God. America, it's my home, it's my sweet home. Thank you. You know, the first time I ever laid eyes on Aretha, she was playing piano at her father's church in Detroit. And I got to tell you, I was singing with a quartet out of Chicago. I was a kid myself, and we were kids. And Aretha was playing the piano. They had a little singer named Sammy Bryan. They were singing. Boy, she was a killer, too. And then one day, Aretha opened up her mouth and said, "Oops. Whoa, wait a minute, hold on here, what's going on?" Listen, we knew she was a winner then. And I must say, it's a pleasure for me to introduce once again the queen of soul, my love, my baby, my sweetie pie, Aretha Franklin. I was born in a dump. My mama died and my daddy got drunk.
Yeah.
He left me here to die or grow in the middle of Tobacco Road. Yeah. I grew up in a rusty shack. Everything I owned was a on my back.
Yeah.
The Lord knows how I loathe this place called Tobacco Road, but it's my home. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only life that I have ever known, and I despise because you built them, but I love you because you are my home. I'm gonna leave, and get a job,
well,
with the help and the grace of my God. Save my money and get rich, I know,
well,
and bring it back to Tobacco.
Tobacco Road.
Tobacco Road.
Tobacco Road.
Tobacco Road. 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 I'm talking about Tobacco Road. So good, you know? Yes, sir, buddy. Hey, baby. Thank you, God. Yes,
You like that? I'd like to do the next selection in honor of and in memory of our four mothers and fathers who so courageously graced the cotton fields from sun up to sundown, and whose descendants became the sharecroppers of the time, of which my grandmother's family was one of the many thousands. Plant taters. get weary, oh Lord, and I get sick. I get sick of trying.
Thank you, Aretha, Lou, the Eastern High School Choir. Let's give them a hand. They have given us tonight a precious gift, music full of power and beauty and soul. We thank you all, and we thank you especially, Aretha Franklin. Thank you so much, and good night, everyone.